And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Senator Andreas Borges, who represents District 8 in the California Senate, is our guest on this weekend show. Senator Borges, you mentioned those pillars that were priorities during this past segment. One thing I want to ask you about more was wildfire and fire prevention. What is kind of going on in that realm right now in California?
There are a lot of pieces of legislation, both from the Senate side as well as the Assembly side, as well as the governor's involvement. So I think there are so many different pieces, and the legislative process is really interesting. And if you don't necessarily have occasion to know how it works, by simple example, a piece of legislation will be introduced, and it can get modified substantially between committee one versus committee two. It can be absolutely turned around once it goes to a different house. So the reason why I bring that up is because we've had so many pieces of wildfire-related legislation, and they are changing dramatically. They're changing, for example, one of the pieces of legislation that I had to drop was a tax credit for those in wildfire-prone areas, which, of course, is Motherlode territory for me, is to give them a tax credit for those that wish to buy generators. Well, that was going to be a hit on the general fund as a tax credit, even though it was wildfire-related, and they asked me to bring it back next year, which I'm going to do. So that's an example of how things start, and they stop, and they come back around. So I'm going to have more to report to you probably in the third to fourth week of July once we understand what the format is going to be. But I do believe that there will be at least 3 to 6 meaningful pieces of legislation that will deal with home hardening, that will deal with investment in fire protection, and the pots of money that are going to be needed to protect that, and a number of other wildfire-related issues, especially insurance. We're going to see some insurance legislation on how do individuals in the district that I represent, and you may recall that last year the insurance commissioner and I were part of a town hall in Sonora. People are upset and livid even and scared that they have either lost their insurance or their premiums are so ridiculously high that they self-cancel. So these are the issues that we're going to be working on moving into July and August.
Yeah, so what is kind of the next plan now that the budget has been passed? What will be happening at the state capitol?
Well, that's a good question. There are some rumors circulating that depending on the numbers of the COVID numbers that we've been seeing, if there are dramatic spikes in Sacramento, we might see a return to a remote format in some fashion. Now, I certainly hope not, but I think everything needs to be considered as a possibility.
Well, Senator Borges, we have about 1 minute left on this weekend's show. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
I just want to, it's always fantastic to be on your show. I love the region that I represent, District 8, which includes 11 counties from Death Valley all the way to Sacramento. But I love my gold country, Motherlode territory. And I just want to make certain that folks are listening. Please consider my office, me and my offices, a resource for you. We have office in Sutter Creek, Sacramento, Stanislaus and Fresno, but your listenership will likely be moving through the Sutter Creek territory. So Dana Jorgensen is a district rep. I just want to make certain that people feel absolutely free and opportune to give me a jingle, and we will do everything we can to be of assistance to the folks that we're proud to represent.
Senator Borges, we always appreciate your time on the show. Thank you for coming on and being transparent and letting us know what's taking place.
Thank you so much. Thanks, BJ. Take care.
Again, we thank Senator Andreas Borges for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.